spend your whole career working towards a moment like this. Could you describe the past 24, 48 hours, what it's been like after the conference title and now what you're looking forward to in Vegas?
Yeah, last 48 hours have been a lot of rest. We've had, it's been a battle to get here. So I've just been hanging out with the family the last 2 days. But now getting here, it feels real. It feels like this is happening, and you know, proud of ourselves for where we got to. But I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I kind of come into every season Stanley Cup or bust. So it's great that we have a chance. But now the hardest work I think is ahead of us. And today it felt real.
What do you feel this postseason has allowed you to get to this point? What's most impressed you about the run with the team?
I think the number one thing is how many guys that we have engaged. You know, there's a couple games where we didn't have our best and not everyone was there, but for the most part, we got everyone all in. We got everyone doing the little things right, so the big things can follow, and that's wins. That's guys blocking shots. Countless times, wingers getting hammered on the wall but getting the puck out at the blue line, or guys getting the puck in and taking hits. So there's been a lot of sacrifices, and it hasn't been by one or two guys. It's been by everyone, and our team is definitely a strength in numbers with our depth. What we have, all the wins we have, is because of the full team being in.
Can I ask you, mid-November, that point in the season, it wasn't going very well. I think right before Thanksgiving, you had a loss in Denver. What changed on the ice? I know there were meetings, but what sort of clicked, and what may have changed starting mid-November on?
I think that was when we really realized that if we want to do something this year, that we need everyone to contribute. We need to play better. I mean, at that point, we were having a fantastic year. A handful of guys were playing outstanding. Johnny, Sonalis has been great this year. Kuzi. But a lot of us weren't really pitching in. We were kind of just getting dragged along. And that was kind of a reality check. I'm not sure if we lost two in a row or
Nashville, Denver.
And I don't know, from then on, we just kind of realized that if we wanted to do something this year, we need everyone playing. And there was a little switch that happened there. And then I think things started growing and growing and building. Towards the end of the year, our defensive zone coverage got sorted out and understood very well. And I think that's one of the things that have propelled us against some of these teams that know how to put the puck in the net.
Would you say that was a turning point? I don't know if there were multiple turning points this season, but I imagine that's one of them.
I think that was one of them. I think that was one of them for us. Each season, things happen that kind of make you grow together. You scar up a little bit and you get a little tougher, and that was one of ours.
Final thing, could I ask, the other night, I know you have loftier goals now, but imagine you got to celebrate and enjoy that the other night. You earned that conference title. What was that like, dressing room, airplane, that you can share?
I mean, it wasn't as crazy as you guys would imagine, like you kind of see it in baseball or anything like that. You know, we were excited. We shared it in the locker room for, I don't know, maybe 45 minutes, and then we showered up, got on the plane. It's been great. I think it's we're very proud of ourselves, but it's been very very goal-oriented and business-like each step of the way. After round one, we were happy to move on to round two. We haven't sat back and been too satisfied with ourselves, and I think that's going to be important, especially going into Vegas with how they play there.